I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
When I think of being your true self, how do you keep yourself in check? Because my true self is more irritable, more annoyed by people, more short-tempered. And I think I don't want to walk into the gym and have that attitude. I almost have to present an imposter.
Well, you see, that's where I think this conversation is a bigger one, because I think what Merton would say is that then that's not your true self. That's just another self of yours. You know, he says, you know, the true self is the self that exists in union with Christ. And so it's the self, it's the deepest you in Christ who is living out of those fruits of the Spirit, gentleness and kindness and self-control, et cetera. And so what we're paying attention to then, and I do some of this in chapter 8 of the book, is we're paying attention to the different parts of ourself that show in a variety of different contexts that we find ourselves in. And so can I give you a quick example?
Please, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I a couple of years ago came onto a faculty of a seminary, and for years I've been in pastoral ministry. I don't have a PhD from some big name school like the rest of my colleagues. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when I walk into a faculty meeting, there's a part of me that feels about 8 years old. Mm-hmm. Like that guy wants to just hide under the table. And there's another part of me that says, well, I'll just joke. I'll say some funny things, mm-hmm. and they'll like me. And so the funny guy shows up, you know, mm-hmm. and then there's this kind of academic part of me that, like, if I just throw in a really good question with some theological idea that people, well, then they'll like him.
Mm-hmm.
And you see what I mean? Like I'm not really giving over, as Heather asked earlier, I'm not giving myself over vulnerably, and trusting that I'll be received. Mm-hmm. I'm just kind of wearing whatever mask fits for the circumstances. And you can see if you live like that, it is exhausting.
Mm-hmm. But what if the bosses finally say, you know, this DeGroat guy, he's not that funny. He's not that interesting. He's not that theological. Why do we have him around? Doesn't that make you panic a little?
Maybe that's why I was fired the first time around, right? So, I mean, I think that I don't live with as much fear of that now, because I've seen what can happen. I've been there, and
yeah.
Guess what?
Yeah,
I'm okay.
Yeah,
you know, I've got two beautiful daughters. I've got a good job. I've got a few books out. I'm okay.
Yeah.
More than that, external stuff, I'm okay, because my home is in Christ, mm-hmm. you know, and so that's what matters. And so, yeah, they could come to me and they could say, you know, we'd much more like the funny guy to show up. Mm-hmm. Just bring the funny guy more, bring the academic guy more. And I might have to say to them, you know, if that's what you want, I can't be here.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.